Good evening. I'm here this evening with Arlene Da Silva to discuss her work focused on global music and wellness. In 2008, Ms. Da Silva founded the Cincinnati Music and Wellness Coalition. This is the nation's first community-wide recreational music-making wellness coalition. Her efforts brought together over 30 organizations engaging folks in all age groups from all walks of life performing wellness through music. Her work is both nationally and internationally recognized. It's a privilege to have you with us today, Arlene. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Stuart.
Great. Thanks for coming down. I want to talk about your program and hear all about it. Let's jump right into it. Why don't you tell our listeners how you arrived at this junction of combining music and wellness?
One of the things that I had done for actually now 30 years, but I must say that I started when I was 12 years old, but it was in aging. I'd been working in the field of aging and looking at, you know, with boomers and the older population increasing, what is it that we can do in terms of health? So health and wellness. And worked with the Conservatory of Music, you see. I'm a classically trained pianist, mm-hmm. So naturally I went towards music. And specifically evidence-based, because we were looking for activities that really proved some proven stuff, and heard about a neurologist over in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh, Dr. Barry Bittman. He had developed, I mean, this is with scientific research, proven two wonderful, I mean, they're fun, as well as they give these great health outcomes, two programs called Health Rhythms, and Clavinova Connection.
Let me ask you this. You say evidence-based. In other words, see if I'm right here. We feel as though there's a connection, or could be a very helpful connection, blending music into wellness programs. But who has gone before us that has worked on this that has evidence for us?
I think we all know. I think instinctively we know that music makes us feel good. Mm-hmm. What Dr. Bittman has done is he has actually proven through the blood draws, through writing a standard protocol. These programs have shown, he did the total mood states and reduction in depression, reduction in anxiety, socialization. So great outcomes proven. And he really works with places like Walter Reed, Cleveland Clinic. So it's reputable stuff. The thing is, in engaging not only older adults, we started with older adults. There's not a population that you would say we don't engage people mm-hmm. in. Employee wellness.
This is everybody from day of birth till day of death, regardless of your economic stature, regardless of your culture, regardless of anything, this can apply to you. And it's not just that music makes one that we enjoy it or that it makes us feel better, but you're saying in blood work and in medical analysis, they have results in your blood that say you're feeling better.
Yes.
Amazing. It's,
and I learned from Dr. Bittman. I've got trained under him. And what I learned was he always talks about you're hardwired for music. You know, rhythm is in all of us. Sometimes we think if we haven't mastered an instrument or gone and taken piano lessons, well, we're not musical. And what I have found through my work in these last 6 years, oh, no, we're all musical.
Everybody's musical.
We're musical. We just don't think of it. Mm-hmm. We're programmed to think if we haven't taken lessons, if we haven't mastered it.
Let me ask you this. What characteristics do the people that you work with possess? What is a patient profile, perhaps? What kinds of difficulties or conditions are you dealing with?
We go from anyone who is a well person to, we offer the programs to Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. There was this whole thing in my head like, oh, well, I don't think, would this be okay with a Parkinson's patient? My dad had Parkinson's, so mm-hmm. I'm always kind of cognizant mm-hmm. of this. But the therapist will bring them in. We do it with Montessori kids. We have it with support groups. Wonderful for support groups. Wonderful just to have fun. I actually did it. I did the Health Rhythms program, which is drumming, empowerment drumming, with a law firm in town. I, again, was hesitant. Well, how would the lawyers be with this? They loved it.
You're a healer then, aren't you?
There is a healing, the power of music. There's so much power to heal.
Tell us about the process of those in need actually connecting, and what does that look like?
you mentioned the Cincinnati Music and Wellness Coalition. So anyone, it could be hospitals, it could be retirement communities, nonprofits that serve multiple populations. We will hear from people. Or it could be a parent who contacts us and says, would this be okay? Would this be good for my child? Or would this be good for my parent? So then we offer the program at different places, different times. So we connect them through that.
And you have an assortment of avenues that you can offer to patients, and you do some analysis of their criteria, would it be a combination of what kinds of criteria are you looking at when you decide what kind of program you want to present to a particular client?
The program actually, the way Dr. Bittman has written it, there's a protocol. So there's like, when I say protocol, there are like 10 steps. In order to, for someone to really get the benefits of it, there's a trained facilitator. So it's not someone who says, well, I'm going to do health rhythms today. No, you really have to be trained. We train them, and then you follow those 10 steps. Some of it is fun steps.
Tell me a couple of fun steps.
Oh, sure. So health rhythms, one of the steps is called rhythmic naming. Think of it. Mm-hmm. These are not drummers. This is not performance. So if I'm the facilitator, mm-hmm. I may say, Stuart, this is rhythmic naming now, and I would like you to play your name on the drum. So for each one, it's a different thing. We do this with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Someone may say, my name is Mary, but they're going to drum it as M-A-R-Y, as opposed to someone else who may have some lessons in drumming or loves that. It could be a teenager, let's mm-hmm. say, who's they're going to give you something, some fancy drum rolls. The beauty of it is that there's no right or wrong way in mm-hmm. this program. It's not like piano lessons or guitar lessons mm-hmm. where you're said to play it like Beethoven did.
Mm-hmm. The goal is not to become a musician. No. The goal is to let the process help you feel better.
Actually, Stuart, it has nothing to do with the instrument. The instrument of the other program is called Clavinova Connection, and Clavinova is a digital piano. So it really has nothing to do with that piano, digital piano, or the drums. It's really what Dr. Bittman has written, and you as a facilitator. A facilitator can make or break this program mm-hmm. in how somebody really gets that.
Yeah. How can members of our listening audience get involved if they have an interest?
Oh, please. You can visit our website and you can call us.
There are plenty of opportunities there. If somebody would like to get involved, you could easily find something for them to do, I'm guessing, couldn't you?
Yes.
Well, that's really fascinating, Arlene, and I wish we had more time to dig a little deeper because to me it's a particularly interesting topic, and I believe 100% in what you're talking about.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I really want to thank Arlene Da Silva, our guest this evening, for coming to the studio. You can find a link to the Cincinnati Music and Wellness Coalition on the VXU website for more information regarding this wonderful work. And for Around Cincinnati, this is Stuart Holman, and as always, thanks for listening.